A day after a case of mad cow disease was announced in Canada, cattle producers in the United States are waiting to see if there's any backlash from consumers. Nebraska is one of the nation's top cattle-producing states, and livestock owners there fear consumers could stop buying meat. Nebraska Public Radio's Jason Frederick reports.
It's this time of year that cattle ranchers throughout Nebraska are beginning to release their herds into expansive deep green grasslands to graze for the summer. The cows and calves roam free over hundreds of thousands of acres of pastures, separated only by electric or barbed wire fences stretching tight between wooden posts. Many ranchers spend this time of year fixing broken fences, plowing fields, and talking to neighbors about the weather. But this week the discussions are far more serious. About the only topic is the case of mad cow disease discovered in Canada. Dan Nelms watches over 1,800 head of cattle near Benkelman, Nebraska. He says this one case of mad cow in Canada is having a profound impact in this country.
It's put fear into people that it's going to be just like the hoof and mouth disease was a year ago, the scare that went on with it. And it's going to have some long-term effect because it's put fear back into people.
Attempting to calm those fears is taking almost all of Jack Lawless's time. Lawless manages the 30,000-head Imperial beef cattle feedlot here in southwest Nebraska. Just outside his office window, workers at this facility are using tractors and specially designed trucks to mix together grain and pungent-smelling fermented crushed corn to feed the cattle. Lawless says since Tuesday afternoon, he spent most of his time on the telephone trying to reassure ranchers. On Tuesday, cattle futures on the Chicago Board of Trade fell the maximum amount allowed in one day of trading, though they rebounded somewhat the next day. Lala says it will take some time to determine whether the mad cow case will dampen the prices ranchers will get at auction. He says that depends largely on whether consumers shy away from buying beef at grocery stores.
We're going to be watching as more results come from that testing they're doing and consumer to see what he thinks of it. Because that's going to be the obvious test in the end, is if our consumers keep their confidence level in us as producers and our food supply and its safety.
But some ranchers, like Steve Stroop, who feeds a herd of 1,500 cattle near Benkelman, believes finding mad cow disease in Canada may provide a competitive advantage for ranchers raising American beef.
You hate to have a positive side put on something that you're doing at the expense of another, because it's all beef and we're all beef producers trying to make every operation work. But if I was a consumer and I know what beef, where this had been present, and I would also have the same knowledge of where it hadn't been, I know which package I'd buy.
But that poses another problem. Most consumers don't know where beef comes from when they buy it at the grocery store. Most packages of meat don't have labels stating country of origin. But even if they did, it's possible an infected cow could have been imported into the U.S. from Canada before the mad cow case was confirmed this week. While the borders between the countries were closed once mad cow was discovered, this part of the country has a long history of Canadian and American ranchers trading livestock. For NPR News, I'm Jason Frederick in Benkelman, Nebraska.